Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Still. the element on Wednesday, but I'm going to share it with you guys too because it's really been on my heart this week. I'm exhausted. I feel like there's not enough time in the day. There's not enough. I don't have enough limbs. I don't have enough people. I can't get everything done that I need to on a daily basis. And I don't know if you can relate, so if not, I'm just talking to myself. But if you've been in church or involved in church in any amount of time, you've heard it said, or the scripture referenced, that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. And that his grace is sufficient. That's how he starts it. And so that scripture carries a lot of weight with me. And I wanted to figure out what was going on around it, what the context was of why God even said that. What's happening is that God is working in his life. He's giving him visions and revelations and just moving in his life and speaking to him. And in order to keep him humble, he was given a thorn in his flesh. Some versions call it a handicap, a burden. And he begs God to take it away. But then he realizes that it's a gift. And he realizes when God tells him, "My grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in weakness," he realizes that it's not just to weigh him down, it's not just to hurt him, it's not just to drive him up the wall, but it's there for a purpose. And it's there because in our weakest moments, in our darkest moments, in our most exhausted moments, that's when God works, that's when he shines, that's when people see our relationship with him in our lives. And so in this song we say that I've seen you move the mountains, and I believe I'll see you do it again. And whatever your mountain is, whatever it is that's in front of you that is making you so tired and so anxious or angry or fearful or restless, that God is going to move that. I want you to think about that and get that picture in your mind, because he's so powerful. We let him come into our lives and work in those ways. Amen.
Have never failed me. It is love. I want to tell you guys something. Check one, two. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know if a lot of you guys know this, but I just want to build your faith right now. I'm going to tell you a story. If you follow my wife on social media, then you've heard this, but if you didn't know, my wife, she has type 1 diabetes, and she was born with it, and so being pregnant raises a lot of risk and a lot of things, and there's this number called an A1C, and you want to keep that number to about in between a 5.5 and a 6.5, especially during pregnancy, because when that number gets high, it raises the risk of having different type of birth defects. And one of the more common types of birth defects is a birth defect that's in the heart. And it was about 2 months ago, we went to go get a ultrasound, and he said they found a hole in our son's heart. And I'm not going to lie, it was the worst news that I've ever gotten in my whole life. And I want to tell you guys something, that over that next month, we begin to pray. We begin to just say, like, God, you've done so much in our lives. You saved me from losing my life, falling 15 feet and getting cut in the face by an object that, if it's 4 inches lower, big problems. You've watched over me my whole life. There's time and time again I've seen you do it. And so we said that we knew that God was going to work it out. And so we go back to another ultrasound, and they're like, hey, we're going to spend a lot of time looking at his heart. And so they're looking at his heart, and they're searching. And let me tell you something. They could not find a hole anywhere in that baby's heart. And let me tell you something else. Right now, my wife, her A1C is the lowest and the best that it's ever been in her entire life. And let me tell you, during pregnancy, that's unheard of. So I know, God, I've seen you do it, and I know that you will do it again, and I know that right now it is well, no matter what comes my way. So let me build up faith in you. How many of us can say we have those stories? Go ahead, raise your hand. You have those stories. So let me build up faith and I want you to help me build up faith. I want you to build up faith in someone next to you, because how many people here need something in their life right now? Just lift your hand. If you have a need, just lift your hand. Now, all of those people that you've had God, you've seen him do it, and you know he's going to do it again, I want you to build up faith in them. I want you to reach over and touch them. Touch them on the shoulder. Just begin to pray. Just begin to say, God, I know that you will do it. I know that you will work in their situation. I know that you will provide all of their needs. I know that you will make a way. And God, I know that you have already made a way. And God, we thank you, and we lift up everything. God, we praise you in advance. God, we thank you for all the work that you're doing, God. We thank you for healing. God, we pray for healing right now. We pray for miracles in Jesus' name. God, we will not stand aside and watch my friend, watch my brother, watch my sister's life, watch him go through this alone. But God, we build up faith in them. God, we know that you will do it. We know that you are right there with them, that you lead them. That you lead them and guide them even when they're in the valley of the shadow of death, but you're right there with them. And you're not just there, but you're preparing a table for them. God, we thank you that you are there with us, making a way, providing our needs. And we don't have to worry, but we know that it is well. In Jesus' name.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.